Every now and then, something hits us in life completely out of the blue, like a tsunami, like no warning at all. And in its aftermath, finding any sort of confidence to get on with life, well, it can be really tough. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your confidence in Christ from a different perspective. I still look back on that Boxing Day tsunami of 2004 and wonder what must it have been like. People just sitting on the beach, no noise, no warning, and all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands washed away and drowned. Completely out of the blue. No inkling that it was coming. Those communities in Indonesia and Sri Lanka and that whole region are still recovering from the impacts that will linger for years, for generations. When something like that happens in life, the death of a loved one or a marriage breakdown or retrenchment, whatever it is, completely out of the blue, it knocks the stuffing out of us. And we all have those things at some point in our lives. And at that time in the aftermath, one of the things that happens is that our confidence, our hope, our optimism for the future is completely washed away. It's the ultimate confidence shaker. Most of us have experienced tragedy in our lives. It's sad, but it's true. We'd love to think that we can go through life without experiencing tragedy, but, you know, tragedy is a part of life. We have no warning sometimes, and the rug is just pulled out from underneath us. Whether it's a broken relationship, whether it's abuse, whether it's retrenchment, whether it's hunger or financial problems, for many who listen to this program around the world, it's fear and war and conflict. Some people are fortunate. Some people only experience those sorts of things once or twice or three times in their lives. But for others, particularly those who are living in real poverty and where there's starvation and where there's war and there's unrest, for those people, it's a constant reality. Circumstances can conspire so mightily against us. And when that happens, it can completely destroy our confidence, completely rob us of a sense of optimism and hope for the future. And that's a tough way to live. This week on the program, we've been looking at some of the things that I call confidence shakers, things that shake our confidence. We've been looking at them, I guess, from a different perspective, from God's perspective. And it is important to me that we talk about this one because there will be a lot of people listening today who are right in the middle of one of those tsunamis in life. And so many more that may just have one coming around the corner and we don't know. Sometimes, you know, I lie in bed at night and when my wife Jackie's gone to sleep and I look at her and I think, you know, one day we'll be parted. One day either she or I will die and the other will be left. And it's just, that's it. You know, it's a sad thought, but it's it. Now, I'm not being morose. That's life. That's what happens, right? And in the middle of all of that, in the middle of life, God's word is a powerful and mighty and awesome thing. You know, when God speaks, as he still does today through his word, the Bible, it's not some boring or dry or theologically rule-based thing that's happening. Now, God's word is sharp and active and living, and it cuts right through and it does something in our hearts. And if you're traveling through one of those tsunamis at the moment, maybe you're not, and maybe one day you will be, and God will bring this back to your memory. I just want to share this very short part of God's word. It comes from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. This is what it says. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Have no fear of sudden disaster. That's it. Because it's that sudden disaster, that life tsunami, that's so completely outside our control. You know, even if it comes from the consequences of our own behaviour, there's no marriage that falls apart in an instant, you know, takes two to tango and not to tango, and it happens over months and years. But when it happens, it is such a shock, it is such a painful thing. And God's saying, have no fear of sudden disaster. When they happen, as they will in life, these sudden disasters, our immediate reaction is to panic, is huge fear, is to run around like a chook with their head cut off. And God is saying to you and to me here and now, have no fear of sudden disaster. How much fear should we have of sudden disaster? Answer, none. Now, you might say to me, Bernie, that's a really cool theory. I know it's in the Bible, but it's not natural. I mean, when a tsunami hits us in life, there's fear. When there's death of a loved one, there's fear. When there's retrenchment, there's fear, you know. And God's saying here, have no fear. But how realistic is that? You may have heard me talking last week about a man called George, whom I met in India just recently. And he'd just lost his wife 3 weeks before we met. He lost his wife of 50 years. And yeah, look, he was sad. And he was a little bit teary sometimes. And yes, he loved her and he missed her terribly. But George has been walking with Jesus Christ for most of his life. I mean, I guess he's in his 70s. And I talked with him quite a bit over that time, the week that we were together. And there was no fear and there was no bitterness and there was no panic of this sudden disaster. Why? Because just as this thing in Proverbs says, the Lord was his confidence. Have no fear of sudden disaster because the Lord himself will be your confidence. Is this double think? I don't think so. It's what happens when someone like George is walking faithfully with God day after day, week after week, drawing close to Jesus. And one of these sudden disasters strikes. You know what happens? God himself steps into our very being. God himself becomes our confidence. And it's a confidence you can't explain. It's a confidence you can't put words around. It's just the most wondrous thing. If God is for us, who can be against us? I'm not sure how you see all this, how you see life, but this is how I see it. Life, your life, my life, life's a mixed bag. We have some great things, we have some good things, we have some boring things, we have some bad things happen sometimes. Some days are great, other days people are horrible or nothing seems to go right. And some days, not too many, but some days, sudden disasters happen. They come out of the blue without warning and have such a huge impact on life. We don't know why, but God does. He holds the whole thing in the palm of his hands. He has a plan for your life and my life that we don't fully understand. When we walk quietly with him every day, just living our lives the best we can, and on those bad days we don't understand, we can just rest in him, for the Lord will be your confidence. One day this life will be over. One day we'll stand before him. One day I'll hear him say the one thing that I long to hear him say. Well done, good and faithful servant. Not because I'm some superstar, I'm not. Not because I get it all right, I don't. Not because of what I did, but just because I walked along quietly in his plan and I put my trust in Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Have no fear of sudden disasters, for the Lord will be your confidence. Have no fear of things that come out of the blue. Have no fear of things that might hurt us. Have no fear, because when we walk just day after day quietly, in step with the Lord, hand in hand with the Lord, he promises us through his word that when those sudden disasters happen, he will be our confidence for us. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.